Blog Talk Radio.
Please lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. Birds sing out a tune, and rain clouds hide the moon. I'm okay, here I'll stay with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. So I wait, and in a while, I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I wait, and in a while, I will see my true love smile. She may come, I know not when. When she does, I know. So baby, until then, lock me away and don't allow the day here inside where I hide with my loneliness. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love. I don't care what they say, I won't stay in a world without love.
All right, can y'all hear me talking? You heard the music, now tell me, can you hear me talking? I can hear you talking, but you can't come in. Hello, hello, hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, thank you, Anne. Thank you. This delay drives me crazy. You know that, right? Of course, I was crazy to begin with, so that's nothing new. Okay. Well, hey, guys. How are you on this cold, cloudy, rainy day? That's what it's been like here all day long. I've got my heaters going. I've been cuddled under a blanket, watching TV, doing whatever, you know. I've been on the computer a lot today, of course, building the show and everything, but it's cold. No, you can't call me now. Sorry. Anyway, here we are. I have no idea who it was. It was an 800 number. That could be trouble. Anyway, we're going to have our first song. Do you guys remember Carl Denver? I played a song by him on Sunday. He's very, very good. He's very good. We have a song by him. Yes, John, I did find it. I did find it. Carl Denver Trio. Never Goodbye.
Thank you.
That was a pretty ending, wasn't it? I like that. You got to have the harmony in there to make that ending work, though. But it worked. Okay. I'm not sure when that song was done, but I'm thinking late 50s, okay? Just a feeling. I got nothing to base it on. That's just what I feel like. But that's kind of a nice song. That's Never Goodbye, Never Goodbye. Okay, we have Elvis. Y'all want to hear Elvis? I mean, I can skip playing if you don't want to hear it. It's okay. Yeah, okay. Anyway, here is Rehearsal from 1970, September, and this was done in 1956. Originally, okay, and they'll go through to both of them. We'll have the rehearsal, and then they'll play the 1956 song. And the video is of him on stage at that fair, with 1,000 million people out listening to him. I'm sure that's an exaggeration of a minor amount, but hey, there it goes. All right, this is I Was the One.
I was the one. Who taught her to lie? Now, the way that she kisses you now, and you know the way she touches your cheek. I taught her how. You see what this is? What this is, Dennis, is, these are some of the first songs I did, you know, long before World War II. So, yeah, the olden days. So I'd like to do a few of those. It's only 426. So, before World War II, it's only, you know, I was just a baby. I was the one who taught her to cry. I don't know the words. You know the way she touches your cheek. I taught her how. I used to do all the background stuff too, you know. Sung all the background. When she broke my heart, I was the one. Da, 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 da. That's all we're going to do, but I just that much, because I don't know the words to it. Here, yeah, that's it. That's where they ended. Just nothing. I was the one. It just kind of faded off. Everybody standing around going, What happened?
I was the one who taught her to kiss the way that she kisses you now. And you know the way she touches your cheek. Well, I taught her how.
Now that it's so
feel a little bit warmer, just a little bit warmer. Yeah, well, it's going to get better, okay? It's going to get better. You got to replenish the coffee cup. No iced coffee allowed today. Sorry, can't do that today. Coffee cup, the teacup, the hot chocolate, even a hot toddy, whatever your little heart desires today, okay? But you're going to need to replenish it because it's cold. It's cold outside. It's starting to get dark already. It's only 5 o'clock. And, oh, Lordy. Anyway, I've got something here that it's kind of special because I don't know if y'all know the name of the gentleman that wrote Miracle of the Rosary. We all know it as a song that Elvis recorded, and that's basically what we know about it. Until... yeah, until I'm going to add to your picture, okay? It was written by Jesse Lee Denson in 1960, and he recorded it and never got anywhere with it. He really never got anywhere with it. And he was good friends with Elvis, and Elvis recorded it for him. Yeah, paid Jesse Lee's rent for quite a few years. It did. So I don't know how Jesse Lee felt about that, but you know what? You don't look a gift horse in the mouth. Elvis took off and made it a hit for him. So I'm sure he didn't mind, you know. But here I have, courtesy of John, Jesse Lee Denson from 1960 singing the song he wrote, Miracle of the Rosary. Proof that having made your name will help make the song. Because Jesse Lee, in my opinion, Jesse Lee's version was just as good as Elvis. Of course, Elvis has his own style. It was a little bit different, but Jesse Lee's version, he wrote the song. So, you know, he did a super job. It's just with him, nobody knew who he was. So nobody bought his song. Nobody bought his record. It just kind of slid under the door and out into the rain, you know. But when Elvis did it, it made money. It made money for him. It made money for Jesse Lee. So having a name do something like that does make a difference. It does make a difference. But what the hell, you know? You got to make your name somehow, so you might as well give it your best shot, right? See what happens. There you go. Elvis didn't used to be a name. He had the right promotion, hit the right spots, and became a name. Jesse Lee didn't have it that good. But Elvis helped him out. Elvis made his song a hit, made money for both of them. So there you go. You just got to be in the right place at the right time and know the right people. There you go. Hello, Miss Sue. How are you doing, honey?
I'm doing good. I've been busy, just busy, busy. And
good.
Anyway, I think I'm just about finished with business for the day. Thank goodness. I hope. So anyway,
oh, the day
part of the show, and
that's all right.
But I'll catch it up later on today. So,
oh, honey, you know I forgot. Anyway. You missed 20 minutes of it. I think we can handle that. It's okay. It's okay. We don't freak out about that. It's all right. I'm just glad you made it, darling. I'm glad you got your Wi-Fi today and that you were able to make it. So. Part of the show,
well,
all the show, it doesn't matter.
They won't be here until tomorrow. It's going on and off, but I'm hoping that it continues to stay on while the show is on.
Well, you know what? If this will help, I order it to stay on.
Oh, okay. Well, that may work. You don't ever know.
You think it's going to listen to me? I don't think it's going to listen to me. I don't think
the miracle lady.
Hey, I had to give it my best shot, though. I help as much as I can. You know, God's on my side. What can I tell you? Good things happen to me. Maybe that'll happen, too. I'll just, you know, brush my hands and brush my hair out, and good stuff will fall off you on, too. Or my dandruff. Who knows?
Exactly. It's your magic wand.
Oh, Lord Almighty. Okay. I've got something really cool. I have never heard this song before in my entire life. I've never heard of this song before in my entire life. I think I've heard this guy's name, but I can't even be sure of that. Okay, so John sent this. Now, all these songs so far, and probably for the first half of the show, are going to be songs John sent me, okay? And just so you guys know, we got some good stuff coming up. I've got Cliff Richard. I've got the Dave Clark Five. I've got Santana. I've got The Who. I have Red Foley, believe it or not, and The Animals, and The Big Bopper. Oh, yeah. And Hollywood Vampires. Hey, guys, we got some good stuff coming up second half of the show. First half of the show is good. It's just second half of the show is my choice. First half of the show is Elvis. And, well, there's a lot. Is there a lot of Elvis? Well, there's going to be more Elvis in the second half. There's not a lot of Elvis in the first half. But I do have Million Dollar Quartet. And, you know, first half of the show is, it's just how it worked out this time. It's going to be stuff John sent me today. John was late today. I'm telling on you, John.
Oh, you
John was late. Yeah, John was late today. Yeah. But
he
that's okay.
Lightning.
He was,
oh, well.
Well, he was in time to send me the songs, in time to get them in the computer. I didn't have to worry about it. The show was still done in time. It was all great. But he was late. I'm being a tattletale, and he was late. But what the heck?
Well,
you know, he's a grown-up man, and he can do what he wants to. If he can, if he needs to be late, or he ends up late, okay, that's fine. It's not like a woman in her 20s telling her boyfriend she's late. That We don't have to go there. All right. Here
but
it is.
You know what strange is it is rare for him to be late. And, you know, I have my times where I'm late because of the stuff going on here business-wise. And anyway.
Well, guys, you all know that once in a while I end up late because usually it's a computer, blog talk, most likely.
Yeah.
So, you know, hey, everybody has it happen to them. I don't care who you are. You cannot be on time 100% of the time. It just ain't going to happen. So that's all right.
No
we can
way.
We can handle it. We can handle it. We have patience. We have perseverance. We can deal with it. We hope. It's either that or go ahead and pad the walls of a room in your house and lock yourself in, you know. That might be a good idea sometimes. Mm-hmm. Okay, here is, courtesy of John this morning, Bobby Hendrix, Molly Be Good. You get not Johnny Be Good. No. Molly Be Good.
Ding, ding, jolly, good golly, Miss Molly. I love to see you rock and roll. Keep a rocking and a rolling. Keep a rocking and a rolling. You got me hypnotized with the big brown. Rockin' and a rollin'. Long toss Sally thought she had everything, including old Uncle John. But she didn't know Molly. No, she didn't know Molly. No, she didn't know Molly till Molly got jolly and stole Sally's Uncle John. Ding, ding, jolly, good golly, Miss Molly, I love to see you rock and roll. When Molly was by his side, he was a rockin' and a rollin'. He was a rockin' and a rollin'. When Molly got loose, that cooked his goose, and Jim Danny had to hide. In walked a fella from back in the hills. His name was Johnny B. Good. He was a hippity a hoppin'. He was a hippity a hoppin'. When he left town, Molly couldn't be found. Now her name is Molly B. Good. Ding, ding, jolly, good golly, Miss Molly. I'd love to see you rock and roll.
And just that quit, it's done. Huh, I was expecting an ending. I listened to that before. I didn't remember it ending that quickly, like abruptly. I don't have any idea why I didn't remember that. I just didn't. My brain did not want to grasp no ending. I cannot grasp no ending.
Uh-huh.
It will happen. I need endings. I need endings. Give me endings, please. My songs need endings. Oh, well. I think I will survive. I'll just take another swig of coffee and it'll be all right. Oh, where's the rum? I need some rum in my it's in the cupboard over the stove. Okay, well, never mind that then. Hey, I know where it is. I remembered. Is that good or not? That might be something we gotta not figure out.
Not
but I know where it
out.
Is.
Okay.
We don't want to figure out whether knowing where the rum is good or not, but I know where the rum is. So there we go. I like rum in my tea, too. I do. Okay, I'm going to quit before you guys know all of my secrets. That's it. I'm going to play Gene McDaniel singing 100 Pounds of Clay. This is another one John sent.
He took 100 pounds of clay, and then he said, "Hey, listen, I'm gonna fix this world today, because I know what's missing." Then he rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and a lots of loving for a man. Whoa, yes he did. With just 100 pounds of clay, he made my life worth living, and I will thank him every day for every kiss you're giving. And I'll thank him every night for the arms that are holding me tight. And he did it all with just 100 pounds of clay. Yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did. Now can't you just see him walking around and round, picking the clay up off the ground, doing just what he should do to make a living dream like you. He rolled his big sleeves up, and a brand new world began. He created a woman and a lot of loving for a man. Whoa, yes he did, with just 100 pounds of clay. People, let me tell you what he did, with just 100 pounds of clay. Whoa, yes,
can you imagine weighing 100 pounds? Oh my word, the wind would blow me. The wind would blow me. I don't think I've weighed 100 pounds since I was 10 years old. Good grief. Anyway.
Yeah, that's really low. I probably was about 100 pounds in high school, probably. But I'm 120 now. That's not that much more, really.
Gee, a whole 120.
Uh-huh.
You poor baby. You know, if I weighed 120 pounds, I'd be nothing but baggy skin and skeleton. I just, you know, that it's just not right for me. It's just not right for me. So I do weigh a little bit more than that. Not a whole lot more than that, but I weigh a little bit more than that.
Well, I do need to gain some. You know, I've lost it through all this illness in my leg and back.
Honey, I told you how to do that, didn't I? Right?
Oh,
I told
yeah,
you
we talked about
late.
That last night.
Eat.
I started fixing that today.
Okay, good.
Eat anything fattening and I get it back on.
Hey, get some cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Oh,
that sounds good.
And then sit down in front of the TV and eat the whole thing. Well, it depends on how big it is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you get a big cheesecake, don't eat the whole thing. Maybe three pieces, not even a
and
whole
then
half.
And the other three tomorrow?
Well, you'll be if you only cut that cheesecake in six pieces and eat three pieces, you're going to be sicker than a dog, girl.
That's true.
Two pieces.
Oh, well.
If you cut it in six pieces, don't eat more than two. Because that'll be plenty. It's real rich.
Okay.
Oh, put some ice cream on. That'll help.
Whipped cream. Whipped cream. Yeah.
No, not whipped cream.
Ice cream. Okay. That's more fat than you think.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because I can have whipped topping. If you do whipped topping, there's nothing in that. I can have whipped topping, you know. If you take your cream out and you make whipped cream with a little bit of sugar in it and whip your cream, then that's kind of fattening.
Yeah.
You could put that on.
Yeah, that is.
But you ain't going to stand up there and make whipped cream. I happen to know that for a fact. So, ice cream.
I just want the whipped cream that's in a can. That's what I like.
No. Oh, yuck. Oh, gross stuff. No,
you don't
you're going
like
to whipped cream. No. If you're, yuck. Well, see, honey, I grew up, we had cow, and we made our own whipped cream. Mm. So, no, the stuff in the can don't cut it with me. Sorry, that just don't cut it. But ice cream, vanilla ice cream cuts it real fine. So get you some vanilla ice cream and put that on top of it. That'll be good.
That'll be good, yeah.
And that is exactly the kind of dessert I'm not supposed to have. And I love it. You know, but what I can do is I can have a pumpkin pie, or I can make pumpkin custard, and I can eat that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. Because I can adjust that, and it'll still come out fine. And put not as much sugar and a little bit of sweetener. You know, I play with stuff. I just play with stuff. Turns out good.
Yeah. You're making me hungry. You
know. Hey, next week is Thanksgiving.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Hey, no big deal. I'll make me some pumpkin custard and a bologna sandwich. Be here at home by myself anyway, so no big deal. Oh, heck, maybe I'll go to the store and buy a small ham if I can find a small ham. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Get some cranberry sauce. I'll still be here at home by myself, so, oh, well, you know.
Right.
I'll just eat what I want to. It makes no difference. Okay. Let's music. I'm getting to want some sweet stuff, and that's not a good thing. So we need to change. We're going to talk protein, girl. Talk protein.
Okay.
Here we are. Million Dollar Quartet. There's no place like home.
That was Domino.
Is there no place like home?
There's no place like home.
Well, now I say home. Home, sweet home.
Oh,
home,
no place like home.
Now just don't pretend. And if baby cries out in the middle of the night, there's no place like home. You don't just cast it all around the light, there's no place like home.
Well, I used to have a dream to walk at home with me. But now I have
I don't know.
album if I can get a good enough record on it.
Do you have a record on it?
No, I don't.
Well, I'll get you then.
You got one here?
Yeah, somewhere. I'll have to find it. I'll have to find it.
All right.
Ta-da! I love that. Wasn't that just moving? I like that. I like that. Hey, guys, do y'all remember who was in the Million Dollar Quartet? Do y'all remember who was in the Million Dollar Quartet? It was Elvis, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins, and the little quiet mouse in the corner, Johnny Cash. I don't know if Johnny Cash ever actually sang on those. I never hear him. But he was there. He was there. And just to remind y'all, it's not a home recording. No way. They were at Sun Records doing this. They didn't expect to make recordings that day, but they got fooled, didn't they? Hey, yeah. All right. Yeah. I think that's...
Wow.
That might, you know, sometimes that's the best way to catch the real good stuff is to not let who you're recording know you're recording them. When it's music, okay?
Uh-huh.
Not otherwise. Not in personal life, not in any other situation, that it's just not right to record somebody without them knowing about it, except in a musical situation. Now, they were at Sun Records in the studio using a Sun Records piano. Okay, and Carl Perkins was there. I imagine it was his own guitar. But, hey, they had no expectation of not being recorded, so it should not have been a surprise. You're in a recording studio, for crying out loud. What do you expect to happen, right? Okay, in that particular instance, it's okay. Or like when Elvis did his home recordings at home and he had all his friends there singing. That's okay, too, because he turned on the recorder himself. So, or he had somebody do it, depending upon the situation, the particular recording. You know, those situations, it's okay. That's fine. Otherwise, it's nasty. Don't do it. Okay. Do y'all remember who Burl Ives was?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I just got a little message that says Johnny Cash was there to pick up some money that Sam Phillips owed him. That's why Johnny was there. He wasn't there to sing, but he ended up over there in that corner. So he became part of the Million Dollar Quartet. Okay. He was collecting. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, all right. When he was that young, I don't think he was quite as imposing a figure as he became when he got a little bit older. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When I see pictures of Johnny Cash as a young man, I just don't find him intimidating at all. I mean, he's a tall drink of water, but that's about it. Now, when he got older, you know, he matured. He broadened out. His shoulders got bigger. And he could be a little scarier looking if he wanted to. But when he was a young pup, he just wasn't scary. That's me. What can I tell you? There just aren't too many people that intimidate me because they're just people. They're just people, you know? I mean, they put their pants on one leg at a time and they have to tie one shoe at a time. Or fasten the Velcro, whatever they're doing nowadays. They're people. There's nobody to be intimidated about, okay? Respectful, yes. Respectful, yes. Intimidated, nah, not going to happen. Mm-hmm. Not going to happen. Okay, anyway, do you guys remember the Christmas, the Christmas cartoon of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah.
Where he gets to feeling bad, so he takes off into the wilderness all by himself, and there's this big old snowstorm, and Santa goes and finds him and all that. Do you remember the snowman that narrates the story? That voice, that voice was Burl Ives.
Not that far back.
You were a little girl just like me. Don't be telling me that's too far. Your brain's pickled if that was too far back. Your brain's pickled, girl. Anyway.
I don't remember the voice, but I'm sure it was good because I loved his voice.
Oh, yes. And he sang Silver and Gold. That was one of the songs he sang about the Christmas decorations and stuff. And there are a few other songs in there. This Christmas, when that comes on TV, when they're running all the Christmas specials, you make it a point or go to Walmart and buy the DVD for $5. You know, that's what I did. I watched that thing 10 million times at Christmas. It's my favorite Christmas show.
Mm-hmm.
Because of Burl Ives, a lot of it. Because Burl Ives. But anyway, John sent me a song sung by Burl Ives. That's what this whole thing is leading up to. Okay, that's what this, I know I get sidetracked, people, but you have to, you find out a lot of interesting stuff when I start rambling. I'm going to stop rambling now. My feet are getting sore. I'm going to sit down. Don't torture us anymore. Please quit. Okay. John sent me a Burl Ives song, and it's called Lavender Blue or Dilly Dilly. Figure that one out.
Lavender Blue, Dilly Dilly, Lavender Green. If I were king, dilly dilly, I'd need a queen. Who told me so, dilly dilly, who told me so? I told myself, dilly dilly, I told me so. If your dilly dilly heart feels a dilly dilly way, and if you answer yes, in a pretty little church on a dilly dilly day, you'll be wed in a dilly-dilly dress of lavender blue, dilly-dilly, lavender green. Then I'll be king, dilly-dilly, and you'll be my queen. Great-grandfather met great-grandmother when she was a shy young miss. And great-grandfather won great-grandmother with words more or less like this.
Lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. If you were king, dilly dilly, you'd need a queen. Who told you so, dilly dilly, who told you so?
I told myself, dilly dilly, I told me so. If your dilly dilly heart feels a dilly dilly way, and if you answer yes, in a pretty little church on a dilly dilly day, you'll be wed in a dilly dilly dress of
lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green.
Then I'll be king, dilly dilly, and you'll be my queen.
Dilly dilly. I don't know if I want a dilly dilly dress. Can I pass on that one? that doesn't sound like me. You know, a dilly dilly dress? I don't think so. And a dilly dilly.
Well, I'm not sure what a dilly dilly dress looks like, are you?
I don't know, but I don't like it. So we're not going there.
I don't like the sound of it.
It sounds like something my sister Rita would wear. You know, all lace and silk and ribbons and bows, and that's not me. I ain't never going there. Not me. My sister Rita was a Lace and Trails girl, and she still is, actually. She used to have her hair done up and put ribbons and bows in it. Not me. I have my hair long and hanging down my back. Don't touch it. There you go. Don't cut it. Don't put it up. Don't do nothing with it. Leave it alone. My sister was a dilly dilly girl.
You got a new name for her now.
And she won't have any clue. I mean, that, you know, she got the nickname Scatterbrain when she's a teenager, and there was a reason for it. I remember one time, it was so hilarious. Oh, man. We were watching through the dining room window. She was outside. I don't remember what she was doing outside. There are a couple of the other kids out with her and everything. She turned around and walked straight into the hawthorn tree. Just whap.
Oh,
she had a bruise on her forehead from that one. It was hilarious. And there was a time she was making dessert for supper. It was her turn for dessert that week. And like I said, we had our own cow. So we had the raw milk, and the cream would rise to the top, and we'd skim it off, and we'd do different things with the cream. You know, you'd let it clot, and you put it on berries or whatever, and brownies, whatever you wanted to do, and whip it. We used to whip our cream for desserts, okay? Well, Rita just pulled a jar out of the fridge, and unbeknownst to her, it was buttermilk. It wasn't whipped cream. It wasn't cream to whip. It was buttermilk. And she was out there for 10, 15 minutes. And by gum, that girl got that buttermilk to whip. I don't know how she did it, but she got it to whip. And then she gave us brownies with whipped buttermilk on it.
Oh, God. How'd that taste?
Oh, it was horrible. I hate buttermilk. You know, it was gross.
Oh, I did too. That had to be bad, yeah.
And we'll never let her forget it. She will never live that down as long as she lives. I think that was the same night when she asked who wanted it, and she turned around and walked right straight to the door frame. she would be punching me right now for telling stories on her. But it's all true. I swear to God, I am not making up these stories. They are all true. They're all true. I love her. Uh-huh. Yes, I really do. I love her. We were best friends all the time we were growing up. My best friend was my sister. And I love her to pieces. But she's a dish brain. What can I tell you? But it made life interesting. It surely did. So, okay. All right. I have another song here that John sent. And this is a song, believe it or not, that Elvis gave away. Elvis gave it away. And he said he was feeling generous.
Don't
be that generous. That's a dingbat thing to do. Anyway, this is Roy Hamilton singing Angelica.
Each night I meant to say I miss her through the day, but I forget it. I never said it. I'd pass the flower shop. Lord knows I meant to stop, but I'd say tomorrow, perhaps tomorrow. Tomorrow there'd be time, there'd always be another spring. Time to make her laughter ring, time to give her everything. Oh, my Angelica, sweet Angelica, there's so much you never knew, so much I'd always meant to say and do for you, for you. her name and held her knee. She couldn't hear me. The shadow had been cast. Too many springs had passed for Angelica. Sweet Angelica. Now in my silent room, I tend the flowers that I buy. As they slowly fade and die, watered by the tears I cry.
Great job, I think. He really did. He did a great job. But well, not better than Elvis. I think Elvis could have done just... I believe that they would have been on a par. I don't think one would have been better than the other. They would have been two different styles. But
right.
I don't think either one of them could have done any better than the other one, because this was really, really good, and I can hear Elvis singing it. So I think they would be on a par. You know, my brain hears strange things. I have voices. Oh, please, heaven help me. I need a teddy bear to hug. Oh, Lord Almighty. Okay. You guys all know who Shakin' Stevens is. Oh, stop it. You're going to make me laugh. Y'all know who Shakin' Stevens
is. Your head.
What? In my help.
God.
I have voices and I can pretend it's the teddy bear.
Your dog ain't my dog.
Okay, here we go. I got to play another song. I'm going to lose it really bad here in a minute. Shakin' Stevens, treat her right.
Oh, man.
Every night that you just treat her right. practice my method just as hard as you can.
You're gonna get a reputation as a love man,
and you'll be glad every night that you treat her right now.
Question, you come listen to that song. That'll answer all your questions. You betcha. I love that song. Can you tell? It just. All right, we're going to change the mood. Roy Orbison and Katie Lang. I don't know if any of you know who Katie is. She's a country singer, but she sings so much more than country, you know, and she uses small letters for her name, a K and a D. That's just how she does it. She's good. She's got a nice voice. So here's Katie Lang and Roy Orbison, Crying.
I could smile for a while. Then I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight when you stopped to say hello. Yeah.
yeah, that's called drama. Drama. He does that very, very well. Yes, she added another dimension to that. But when you hear Roy Orbison's solo version, that holds you riveted. It's, oh my gosh. If you get a chance, just go to YouTube and grab out that recording of Roy Orbison doing this solo. You'll never forget it. You never forget it. It's fantastic. Okay, now, from Top of the Pops Christmas special in 1980, I'm in the mood for dancing. Up this pace here. We're going to go with Jerry Lee Lewis and Jerry's Place.
Well, when you're feeling low, what you need is a real good lift. You ought to get yourself in gear and I will take you on a swinging trip. If you're craving music with a hunky D, there's a place in Memphis you can damn sure find relief. It's great, down at the killer place. That's right. There is a lot of women at the tables and around the bar. Son, it ain't necessary, you don't even have to tell them who you are. Hello, pretty honey, would you like to dance? Don't have to worry about a big romance. It's great, kind of Jerry's Place. Yeah. You'll have something happen when you get that old piano roll. Drinking up to keep it from the fire burning in your soul. There ain't nothing like it, you just can't get enough. You'll be better getting it when the sun comes up. It's great, so great. And it's a killer's play. Now give it to me.
Good old Jerry Lee. Oh, yeah. We will miss him.
Good one.
But we got his music, so we don't have to miss him too much. It's okay. All right, guys, how about Gimme Some Lovin' by the Spencer Davis Group. Either if you're standing up, even against the wall, you're gonna shake that wall. So, hey. All right, you guys remember the Who?
The what?
I was waiting for it. I was just hoping. Yes. Oh, beautiful, darling. Thank you, girl. they used to be called the Guess Who. But every time somebody would ask about that, then whoever they were asking would go, the who? The Guess Who? The who? So they changed their name. They changed their name to The Who. And then who? Because it just, that's what everybody was calling them anyway, so why not, right? They never did click with the name The Guess Who. Because everybody would say, who? And so they just changed it. Now, then everybody knew who they were. Okay. Here is a song called I Can See for Miles.
I know you can see me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles. That I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too, you're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles, I could see for miles and miles, I could see for miles. Of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that's as may be, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles, I can see for miles and miles, I can see for miles. Surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Oh yeah.
The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal might be on clear day. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too, you're gonna need that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles, I can see for miles and miles, I can see for miles and miles and miles. The who? Yeah, you got it. Okay. Hollywood vampires. Yeah. Yeah. Alice Cooper started that. Surprise, surprise. Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. And he added Johnny Depp. Johnny said, yeah, sure, I'll do that. And the whole idea, and then they were sitting there doing their thing, and Joe Perry comes in, says, I'm in. Oh, all right, sure. So Joe Perry was there. And then a big name drummer, I forget the guy's name, I think it started with a G, but I'm not going to say what's going through my mind because I'm not sure it's right. But anyway, they added the drummer, and now they've got Tommy Hendricks in there. And the whole idea originally was to be the most expensive bar band. Yeah. Well, we all see where that went. Then all of a sudden, they ended up doing tours and being up on this big stage and being a concert band. And it was like, that's not what it started out as. But that's okay, guys. That's okay. We like seeing you up on that stage, and it just wouldn't be the same if you were playing in a bar. It just wouldn't be the same. So, anyway, here is Hollywood Vampires with Whole Lot of Love.
Not fooling. Let me stand.
most of you know Led Zeppelin did that originally, but Hollywood Vampires did a pretty dang good job, I think. Yep. And, yeah, that's called rock and roll, guys. That's called rock and roll. Ah, okay. Rolling Stones. And I know some of you don't like them, but oh well. This Brown Sugar. Shower, honey, because here is Steamroller Blues.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take it on. Thank you.
How
baby, I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm a steamroller, baby, I'm bound to roll all over you. I'm gonna inject your soul with sweet rock and roll. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire. I'm a cement mixer, a churning urn, a burning fire. I'm a demolition derby, a hefty hog, steaming junk.
Thank you very much.
Woo! Hey, yay! You okay, Susan? Huh? You okay?
Are you wet, Susan?
Yeah, exactly. Is it water, Susan? Oh, we bad. And it is so much fun. Oh, yeah.
No.
We have music. You got to have fun. When you're with music, you got to have fun. There's no other way to it. You just, how can you not have fun when you've got music? That's my question of the day. There we go. Yeah, Susan's trying to recover. I don't know if she's going to make it, though. I just don't know. Okay, honey. Santana, Black Magical.
Thank you.
I've got a black magic woman, got me so blind I cannot see. That she's a black magic woman, she kind of makes a devil out of me. Turn your back on me, baby. Back on the baby, stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on the baby, you just might pick up my magic.
That was a quick 5 minutes. You got it. Oh, yeah. Need some oxygenation after that, so you got to take a deep breath, you know. Got to keep your blood going somehow. Yeah, got to keep. Yeah, yeah. I tried. It might have got away from me. I'm not sure yet. But
oh, God.
Okay, Brenton Wood, give me some kind of sign. It quiets things down a little bit towards you.
If you do want me, give me a decision. If you don't want me, don't leave me on the.
All right, I'll give them all kinds of signs, no problem. We all know those signs. We're stingy with them, but that's okay. That's okay. All right, how about the Sham and the Pharaohs? Woolly Bully.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Nothing like Sam the Sham.
Yeah, I don't mean to get too hot, but I don't want to keep getting hot and cold and have fucking pneumonia again.
Well, stay covered up, girl. Just crawl under them covers and stay there. You're
all
right.
Well, you aren't
take supposed
to hear that. I was talking to my daughter. I didn't
know
I was on air.
You need to learn. You need to learn better, then, girl.
She said I needed to learn better.
During this two hours, you don't say nothing you don't want the world to know. Okay?
Okay.
Remember that.
Okay.
You need to put that
I said a bad word.
It.
I'm sorry.
You can say a bad word all you want to. I don't care. But just, you know, make sure that it's okay for the world to hear. Or half the world, anyway. I mean, you know. Hey, you never know. Somebody in India might have heard that. What are they going to think?
Oh, no.
And who really cares?
No, well, that's true, too.
Okay. Hey, you would be surprised where people are that hear my show. It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. India, Pakistan. Little places up in Russia, you know, Germany, of course, the UK, we can't forget them, you know, and Holland, South Africa, I mean, it's Ethiopia even, and it's amazing. It just amazes me every time I look at that map and think, oh my goodness, wow. It surprises me, but I think it's phenomenal. I love it. It's phenomenal. Okay, how about the Trogs? Let's go for the Trogs. Where they got that, I don't know, but that troglodytes. The 60s was weird, I tell you. I lived through it, and it was weird. So here we go. Wild Thing. character in the movie Major League, played by Charlie Sheen. So take a gander at it if you haven't seen that movie. It's hilarious. I love it. Okay, Joe Cocker, Ain't No Sunshine.
No sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away, wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gonna stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
How about T-Rex? Bang a gong.
Got
And now I just barely have time to say thank you for joining me for this show. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed doing it, especially all the rock music. I mean, you know. Now, the mellow music has its place, and I love it. I love every one of the songs I played today. So, hey, guys, you know what? Come back Thursday, because we got a special rolling for Thursday. PJ Proby and Elvis. So, come on, PJ did a lot of demos for Elvis, and we got a great one coming up. So you want to join us for that. I know you do. I know you do. So come on in. And in the meantime, may God bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well, stay happy, and stay safe. Go out and give somebody a smile. They might need it. It doesn't cost you anything to give it away. All right? So I'll see y'all on Thursday, same time. Love you. Have a good one. Bye.
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 Anywhere.